All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at the same number. Sandy Williams is my guest, and just hang on for a little while, and you guys will be getting even more of Sandy Williams as the Earl Ingram Show moves to 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday, beginning February 14th. You'll have a lot more Sandy Williams, as he'll be around a lot more. So, Sandy, I was asking you before we went to break. So, during all of this, the Federal Reserve controls the monetary policies of our country, right?
Yes.
The Federal Reserve is an entity that is not connected to any entity in our nation. I mean, they're independent of
It's an independent entity that the members of the boards of the Federal Reserve get appointed by presidents over time. So traditionally, because their appointments are for long terms, it's a bipartisan board of people with banking and economic experience.
So they control the finances of this nation.
Well, they don't control how much the government spends. Congress decides that.
How much it costs to borrow money.
The Federal Reserve has a lot to do with how much it costs to borrow money. They don't actually control it, but they have some levers that can have a big effect on what the borrowing cost is. They loan money to banks, and banks use the money borrowed from the Federal Reserve to relend it to others. So the Federal Reserve can decide whether there is easy money or tight money in the banking system.
So since they are independent and they can control the banking system, they kind of then control the ups and downs of what happens with the monetary systems of our nation.
Well, they do have an impact on the financial banking system, borrowing, lending. They have an impact that relates to the money supply as well, to some extent, as the result of that, because you know, banking, when a bank lends money, it actually multiplies the dollar. It takes a dollar in deposit and it lends out $2 to $3 for every dollar it has on deposit, or even a higher ratio than that. So the amount of money circulating in the economy is multiplied by bank lending.
So, and the Congress has nothing to do with the Federal Reserve. They're completely independent.
It's supposed to be completely independent, and under the Trump administration, there was an awful lot of effort from the White House to try and use a bully pulpit to try and coerce the Federal Reserve into directions, and it hasn't been unusual for presidents to publicly wish that the Federal Reserve will take an expansive policy to assure that recessions don't occur during the watch of a particular president, but the Federal Reserve has done an increasingly good job of being independent, and it was definitely proven in very harsh terms in the 1980s when the Federal Reserve drove interest rates up to 15% in order to stop inflation.
You know, Sandy. So when we hear those things and where we are now, because I remember. Again, you talking about the tools and all those things. Can we keep moving at this pace that we are moving now? You know, before the Federal Reserve, you know, starts tightening up on things.
Well, the Federal Reserve is tightening up on things, and they've announced that their next increase in interest rates for the Federal Reserve rate could be as high as a 0.5% increase at one time. So a 0.5% at one time means that over a year, you could raise that rate by 2% in four quarters. So they're definitely, under current circumstances, they are definitely going to tighten things, and interest rates should go up as the result of that.
So that being the case, and as we are looking at the job report that came out today, if the Federal Reserve does what you think they're going to do, then this job report is, and the rosiness of it, it may be the last one that we see in that kind of
Well,
the picture of course, you know,
not you know, inflation doesn't necessarily mean not a robust economy. In fact, typically in a robust economy, there is inflation. There's a fair amount of heat. There's a lot of money in circulation. If people are back in the 70s, there was a fair amount of salary push. Salaries were going up at a relatively rapid clip. It's pretty clear now that the labor market is very discontent. The general labor market is unhappy with the wages they've been earning, and the sense that maybe a lot of minimum wage workers certainly were being plugged into a system that was they had become codependents of one another. And I think a lot of those cheap labor people have decided that they aren't going to work for that kind of a wage. And so wages are getting pushed up now, which is an inflationary pressure. You put more money in people's pockets with higher wages, they can go out and buy more. And it's sort of that's part of the inflationary spiral. And quite frankly, the thing that inflation can't abide and will die from is when salaries can no longer keep up and there isn't enough money in the economy to pay the higher prices. At some point, the inflation stops. The sorry part of that is that usually inflation, for that, if it stops for that reason, inflation stops because of a deep recession.
Which is off in the future for now.
Well, hopefully, every generation since the 1930s has figured they're the new generation that knows how to run an economy so that you don't have recessions. It's undoubtedly delusional, and there is a risk by having essentially a boom period that lasts so long that there's a lot of air under the boom for the fall to occur. We have a stock market now that's astronomically high. And so, just look what happens in an astronomically high market. Facebook yesterday $230 billion worth of market value, meaning that with all the shares they have outstanding, when you multiply the number of shares by the share price reduction, that the product of that was $230 billion.
You know, Sandy, I wish we had more time, but we will soon.
Well, I mean, just quickly, though. $230 billion of wealth left some people's pockets in one day on one stock, and it couldn't only happen because that stock was worth so much to start with.
And Mark Zuckerberg lost $29 billion of it.
Only $140 billion to go.
I know.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Hey, Sandy, we'll be in touch. Thank you very much, my friend. Always good to have you. Evan, great week as always. I'll be back on Monday. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Have a great weekend.
Take care, my friend.
See you later.
Yep.